Ardeth, this is Sam.
Hi, Sam. It's Diane calling from Diane's Sports Spot.
Oh, hey, Diane. How are you?
Hello. Good.
Good. Okay, so yeah, kind of pick up where we left off, right?
Right.
So kind of gave you the rundown that we're looking at, you know, the two options, either the payoff or the second position, and we obviously want to go for the payoff loan. Now, on these, I can give you a little initial kind of feedback here. The terms are typically somewhere between 3 months and 36 months. The process is I get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term possible. So depending on what we qualify for, we can kind of work backwards from there to fit you in to the amount that you like and the term that makes the most sense. Do you follow me with that? Okay.
I do.
Okay, so the next step really is to get you qualified so we know exactly what we're working with. Now, to do that, I will need a few things from you. I have the application that you sent, so all I'm going to need is 6 months of your recent business bank statements and last year's business tax return. Do we have those pretty easily accessible?
I do have. What actually do you need off of my business tax return? I'm only asking because, I mean, do you like need the whole thing sent to you or?
You know, the whole thing is fine. If we don't want to send the whole thing, the basics that I need from it are the first two pages of the tax return where it shows, you know, your gross annual sales down to the bottom line. And then I believe you're incorporated, right?
I'm a corporation, yes.
Okay, so then I believe it's going to be the Schedule K that shows just the ownership information.
Okay. So, 6 months in my bank statements, and you're actually talking about my actual bank one, not like the credit card statements, right?
You know what? Actually, since you do accept credit cards, what I would need in addition, thank you for reminding me, is 4 months of the processing statements to show the credit card sales.
Okay, because I know I wrote those down on that piece of paper, and I just kind of keep those in a folder because that's what this other place was required. So I just kind of, my accountant usually has most of that stuff, but I've been keeping copies of it just because of things like this. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you for the reminder. Sometimes that one slips by me.
do you think my fax machine, as you noticed, I tried to fax it 3 times. I guess it finally went through one time, but it kept back. And my computer crashed a couple weeks ago. I'm still waiting to get that back. I didn't know if it would be possible if I could just maybe make copies of those and send them to you in the mail. Or, I mean, I'd try to fax them first probably and hope that they go through, but if not, would I be able to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Both are. I mean, I can do email. I can do a fax. I can do old-fashioned mail. I mean, they're all options. Whatever is easier for you. You know, anything to get it to me, and then I can go ahead and get the approval. Actually, what I'll do is I'll send you an email right now with that list, like the specific list of what I need, and then all of my direct contact information. So the fax number, mailing address, my phone number, all of that. What is the best email for you?
Well, I only have one email, and I won't be able to check or do anything until tonight when I get home because, like, I don't have my computer right now.
Sure.
But I'm hoping to get it later today, but I haven't heard anything back. My email is minor, M as in monkey, M-I-N as in Nancy, E-R.
Okay.
D, as in David, 74631 at yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you one more time. So I have minor, M-I-N-E-R, D, 74631 at yahoo.com.
That is it.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send the email over to you right now. So just to run through it again real quick, I just need 6 months of the business bank statements, 4 months of the processing statements for the credit cards, and the business tax return, namely the first two pages and the Schedule K that shows the ownership. Now, do you think you do want to try to mail it in? Because what I'll do is I'll just include my mailing address on the email for you.
Yes, that might be, I mean, right now, of course, I can always use help right now, but my initial payment for my jackets, I've got to try to keep that current because that's what I want to end up doing when all this other stuff's done. So it's not actually due until like December the 1st. So I'm thinking if I can't get it back to you, then I will definitely mail it. But if you can include your your mailing address on there also.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'll gather that stuff up and try to get it actually faxed to you today. It may have to be in a couple of different settings. But,
that's fine. That's fine. If it comes through in multiples, it'll all still get here.
Okay. Does this fax go directly to you?
There are a few other people that are part of my pool. So if you just put Attention Sam on the first page, we can ensure that it comes straight to me.
I may actually have to put Attention Sam on all of them in case.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
Whatever all gets right, the job done.
I hope so. Well, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for at least considering me. Like I said, sometimes they just call back and say, well, you know, $125,000 is our minimum that you have to be. And I said, then why do you have on here small businesses?
Yeah, no, I will do everything I can to get you an approval no matter what it is. I understand you're a small business, so that's what we're here for. So I'll do everything I can to get you whatever we can.
Well, I'm actually at retirement age. I could retire, but, you know, if and when I do, nobody in the county does letter jackets. I really do get a lot of business from that. And, I mean, I have people that put me on Facebook, which I don't do Facebook, but that send other people here. So I really think, and everyone who's retires anyway has to have something to do afterwards because you don't get any money anyway. So
absolutely.
If I can put off my retirement longer, that would be even better. But right now I'm paying the SWIFT people, they're actually taking out $260 every week. So that's over $1,000 a month.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, absolutely what I want to do is find something that's going to be less of a burden on your cash flow to get you some cash now but lower your monthly output. So whether that's getting you, I mean, it's going to depend on what we qualify for. Obviously, I'm going to try to qualify you for the best rate, so hopefully we can do it just straight through the rate. But otherwise, what I can do is try to stretch the term longer so those payments aren't as much of a burden. But really, the first step in all of this is I just need to get you qualified first, and then we can kind of toy with it and, like I said, work backwards to see what makes the most sense. So if you have an idea of, you know, how much you can afford as far as a monthly output goes, when we go over the numbers, just let me know that, and I will work something to fit that.
Well, I mean, I think right now I'm paying $1,000, you know, on that, which, you know, has really kind of put more than a strain on me. But if any way that, you know, we can definitely do less or whatever, but also I don't want to do it for like, you know, 6-7 years or whatever either.
Oh, no, the maximum that it would be is 3 years, and typically for first-time customers, 24 months is what I see as the top end. So, I mean, right now on your SWIFT, what is the term? Is it it sounds like it's a shorter term if you're paying $1,000
a month. 12
okay. Okay.
$1,000 a month. Yeah.
All right. I was gonna say $1,000 a week. You're looking at like a 4 month loan. Yeah. Okay.
$1,000 a month. $260 a week. But it's just that I don't even know what kind of a rate I have. I know the last time they paid off the one that I had, and I think the thing was like $9,000, and it ended up being $12,000 payback. So that's $3,000, you know, in 12 months.
Yeah.
But they tell me that there's not really an interest rate, that this is just how much this is. And
that can be changed. That can be translated into a rate. A rate, all an interest rate is a way of, you know, understanding what you're paying in interest. So,
right.
I mean, whatever we get, I can make that very clear for you.
Well, I was desperate at the time, and they knew that, and, you know, I was pretty much going to say yes to anything because I really did need help. But in the meantime, I thought, you know, things are going to get better, hopefully. But I can't say that they're a whole lot better as far as the sporting goods thing goes, because, like I told you, I can't compete with all of the big-time stores. So I'm just going to have to go to a different area of that field where... and just face it, I guess. But thank you, Sam, so much for at least giving me some hope, and I will try to get stuff back to you. I do have to close early today because I have to go out of town to pick up some leather jackets to work on. So if you happen to call me back, I'm probably closing at 3, but if I don't get that stuff faxed to you today, I'm going to be at work here tomorrow. I'm not open, but I will try to get it. Otherwise, I will get it in the mail.
Okay, absolutely. And you know what? Just you can feel free. You can drop me. You can leave me a voicemail. Anything. Just let me know. Like if it worked out faxing it. If it didn't work out, just keep me updated so I know what we're working with.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Diane. Enjoy the rest of the day and the weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.